Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
On Tuesday, the United States reached a terrible milestone. Johns Hopkins University is reporting 800,000 Americans have now died from the coronavirus that started in China in late 2019. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The National Football League is mandating booster shots to behind-the-scenes workers.
The NFL is mandating coronavirus booster shots for team staff members who work closely with players. More COVID cases have been reported this season than last year, despite the vaccination rate of players being over 94%. This comes as 37 players tested positive for the virus on Monday, which is the highest one-day total since the pandemic started. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
3 years after the Parker Solar Probe launched, the spacecraft has become the first to touch the sun. The Parker Solar Probe has successfully flown through the sun's upper atmosphere to sample the sun's magnetic fields. The announcement was made at the 2021 American Geophysical Union Fall Meeting in New Orleans on Tuesday. The research has been published in the Physical Review Letters. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As new leadership in many cities across America have been soft on crime, many criminals are enjoying a whirlwind of theft and violence without many repercussions for their actions. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana points out the obvious on Fox News.
The president could start, I think many members of Congress already have, by talking straight up to the American people and say, stop disrespecting the police. And then say, stop defunding the police. The truth is that most cops will leave you alone unless you do illegal stuff. So don't do illegal stuff. But what you allow is what will continue. If you don't arrest criminals, if you don't prosecute criminals, if you don't incarcerate criminals when they deserve it, crime is going to go up.
President Biden has high hopes.
President Joe Biden spoke at the Democratic National Committee holiday party on Tuesday night and expressed optimism that his party will prevail in next year's midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke at the event and called Biden, quote, the perfect president. Many political analysts expect Republicans to roll up victories in House elections next November. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, you see some of this polling and you wonder if America really is interested in getting this country back on track. Or, you know, some people say, well, we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, well, good observation. Okay, what's the conclusion here? What is being on the right track look like? And, you know, you've been hearing me say for the last couple of weeks, we have to really congeal and agree on what America being on track really looks like, to get those coordinates, so to speak. You know, it's like being in an airplane and you punch in the coordinates to get you to Mexico, and you know, you just don't do it based on a theory. It's rather exact, but it would seem that based on the decisions of some of our policymakers and even some of the vision that they cast, that it's like, wait a minute, we're not going to end up in Mexico after all. We're going to end up somewhere else altogether. They're different, you know, just saying, just in terms of a destination here, we've got to really understand what it is and really get united on a vision for this country, because what the current regime is offering is an America that doesn't look like anything that our father's America looked like, or even when we first started, you know, taking control of the levers of our government. It seems to be rather disparate. Well, Dr. Jim Payne is with us. He wrote a book, and we talked with him earlier in the year, The Big Government We Love to Hate. And more, this seems to be the case. Dr. Payne, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
It's a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Okay, so this big government that we love to hate, exploring the roots of political malaise. I mean, you used a term that was, you know, quite evident in the Jimmy Carter administration, and it seems that malaise is starting to sit in once again, and the natives are getting restless.
Right, right. Well, it's been the broad term malaise, or another word for it is failureism, this feeling that government, we've got to have it, but we don't believe in it. It doesn't work, but we want it. It's a love-hate type of thing.
Why is that okay? I mean, that just seems to be like we're settling on mediocrity on its face, are we not?
Well, we're not settling on it. Nobody's happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is how to get out of it, as you were saying. And I think the problem is a little deeper than most people realize. And that a nation, a collectivity of hundreds of millions of people, is a very complicated thing. And it's probably not possible to have a single unit commanding that, directing that to successful conclusion. This, I think, is the basic fallacy that starts the whole thing, is mm-hmm. the feeling that, like, we're in a ship and we just need the right captain or the right course, as you were saying before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's deeper than that. It's like the ship is, you know what the Sargasso Sea is?
Yes.
It's hundreds of miles of seaweed tangled in amongst each other and so forth. Nobody can be the purposeful captain of the Sargasso Sea. And what we have to do, maybe jumping a little ahead here, but is move more toward what we used to have, by the way, in this country and didn't exactly celebrate it, is extremely local community, family, mm-hmm. friends, extended family, small units helping each other, directing each other, finding solutions to problems. And we move more and more away from that, and that's at the heart of the problem.
Right, and I agree with you, Dr. Payne, that, you know, as big government has come in to arrogantly offer some sort of one-size-fits-all solution, you know, there's no evidence. I mean, after almost 250 years of experience here, there's no indication that that works.
Right.
You know, every time you look at it, you just go, okay, well, we're living with it. We've been funding it all these years. You know, I was talking with another guest earlier, and in talking with Jim Woodson several months ago, and I said, Jim, guy, here we are. You know, we're almost $30 trillion of investment in this war on poverty, and we haven't moved the needle very much. You know, what the heck is the problem? And again, we get into, you know, the infrastructure of the bureaucracy and big business that's designed for salvation, for self-salvation. And it really is not to serve. It's just to continue more of the same. And as Ronald Reagan says, you know, the nature of bureaucracy is once it's created, that's the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven here on earth.
Right.
You know, it just keeps on going. It's just this amoeba that keeps feeding on itself and feeding on the people. And, we need to, you know, you can't ask accountability questions. You can't say, well, how are we doing here? You know, $30 trillion, how are we doing? You know, it's like the school system. You know, everybody's complaining about the educational system, and I agree. You know, we rank 27th after all this money's invested, and the teachers' unions continue to hold strong. And, you know, what are they doing for our kids lately?
Right. But, by the way, school is a good example. But we have not had this really monster we call big government since, starting with Franklin Roosevelt. Before, we were doing things ourselves and locally, and even in education for the first 100 years, this wasn't government education and so forth. This
right.
was all sorts of local things, and especially churches were very active in mm-hmm. that.
I like the New England Primer. I mean, going back, Jim, you know, to even that little book, what, about 78 pages? Probably more successful in educating our children at that time, 78 pages versus the monstrosity of books that are out there today that are mandatory, that people have to pay for, and that they find a way to, you know, change a chapter or two, and oh, we got to buy a new book all over again because the old one's outdated because the chapter has changed.
Yeah.
It's amazing how this built-in obsolescence and continuation of more of the same, it's no wonder that we're stuck in this malaise.
By the way, education is an example. I think we are turning away now from the single centralized things. It's accelerated in the last few years, but, you know, the idea of charter schools is mm-hmm. half a step away from the government education thing. And private schools, homeschooling cooperatives, these are, getting energy. And what we really need now is a kind of public awareness of how important these personal community groups and organizations are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that with the modern mass media and especially the way television and the internet and stuff has taken us away from our neighbors, that mm-hmm. it's like we're sitting watching television about national news, and we
right.
should be out with our neighbors, you know, picking up trash or something.
Exactly. And as you say, during the period of time in the history of our country when that happened, I mean, we didn't need a welfare system, right? I mean, this is all handled at the local level, most amazingly. But you allow government to come in and take over. And, you know, you had local churches, community efforts that served the needs of the people to get them over the hump. And here we are. We've created this dependent class that the government wants to continue to grow even more so. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jim Payne. We're talking about his book, The Big Government.
What
love
if
to
you
hate.
Could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You know, it's been said that politics is downstream the culture. And when you see what's being demonstrated in the culture today with smash and grabbing, this anarchy that's taking place in America's major cities, I mean, I don't know about you, but this is quite scary. You know, you think of the forecast of this country, the trajectory of where we are right now. More importantly, the people themselves, individual people, the people who are conducting these smash and grabs, this absolute thievery. I mean, it draws me back to what Benjamin Franklin said to that woman who asked, okay, you guys have been meeting, what kind of government do we have? He says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And others said that our Constitution was designed for a people of morality. And we're losing our sense of morality. And as we do that, I just feel like this government, you know, this constitutional republic that we're so privileged to be blessed with is slipping through our fingers, Dr. Jim Payne. And you write in your book, The Big Government We Love to Hate. But, you know, we need to have a pause, a kind of a Salem moment here to analyze, you know, are we contributing to this malaise? Or are we, you know, fighting to be, you know, the difference that could be while we still have time?
Yes. Well, I think it goes back to the putting too much faith in government, expecting too much of government. Say 100 years ago, what was happening is the government was there, but it was a far-off thing. You knew it was there, but you were doing things with your neighbors. You were forming Rotary Clubs, mm-hmm. Lions Clubs, Elks Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs. And they were setting up parks and taking care of boys' clubs and so forth. They were doing the thing. And the churches, they were very active.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right.
And so government was like a faraway feature of the country, but it wasn't something that you knew much about, cared much about. You went on with what you did with people around you. And now, I think the media, especially the way the internet thing is, the way cell phones have taken over people, you know, you see them walking down the street, they're not looking at the neighbor, they're looking at the cell phone.
Right.
And we are drifting away from, our friends, neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. And the thing is, it's ironic because John Naismith in his book Megatrends, 20 years ago, wrote about as technology would increase, there would be this this need for touch. He called it high tech, high touch, if you remember. And so we've got this advancement of technology, and yet we have a lot of loneliness, you know, to your point. You know, loneliness is an epidemic in our society, which is exacerbating suicide rates and all these deleterious outcomes that come with isolation.
Right, right. So there's got to be a whole movement here of just turning our eyes away from the screen and away from the government thing that dominates the screen. And getting back to our neighbors, but I'd say the start of that is to turn your screen off. And we all have trouble with that. I'm afraid I'm a guilty party here with the stupid stuff and so forth. So,
Well, we have to be intentional, to your point. We have to be intentional to hold on to those sacred moments of time with family and our neighbors and things like that. I agree with you, and I think we're all assessing, hopefully, and I know that I have been assessing that as well. I mean, doing a radio show. You know, Jim, I spend 9 hours a day producing this radio show every day. I mean, think about that. You know, there's no 8-hour day, you know. It's 9 hours and sometimes even more than that, my wife would argue. And I'm trying to evaluate and be sensitive to that fact. I mean, you know, I want to, you know, honor and respect our audience to make sure they're getting the best of me that they can get. And out of our guests as well, we appreciate and respect the time that you give, to enlighten our audience and bring these points about, because the fact of the matter is that these are the very same things that people are talking about. And we need to point this out because, you know, you feel like, wow, we're stuck in this paradigm, in this silo. And government has gotten so big that it's gotten to the point, you know, disgustingly, that they've almost become godlike, Jim. You know, it's the big exchange, you know, our God for their God. And government is doing everything, and they're becoming very coercive, as evidenced with how they're handling COVID. You know, it's not about freedom. It's no longer about choice. It's about what they say. And if not, and if you're not going to play the game according to our rules, you're canceled. You're restricted. You can't go to restaurants. You can't travel. And this is all the beginning of a very dangerous pattern.
Right. Right. So, yeah, we have to start gently, carefully, to encourage, people to pay attention to their neighbors, to turn off the set, turn it off for 5 minutes, yeah, for goodness sake, and see what happens.
Take that 5 minutes and invest in your kids or your neighbors or, yeah, you know, something culturally. I think that, you know, when I was listening to the hearings of Brett Kavanaugh, for example, I thought he offered a great example and some consideration about service. You know, he was part of a family that promoted service. And I thought, wow, this is really, but of course, you know, the media didn't, grab onto that. But I believe that community service things you're talking about are very time honored and essential to a healthy community, are they not?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, and they're going, trouble is they're collapsing at a very accelerating rate. I keep a directory of all volunteer and voluntary organizations in my community, and it's really heartbreaking to see. They're disappearing because what's happening is all these, like Rotary Lions, Elks, it's the older people that are still there, but they are aging and dying. And the 30-year-olds aren't jumping in. And I don't know where we're going to be in another, like, 10 or 15 years. One thing I tell people, just a little project, is when you go out in stores, whatever, make it a practice to look at just one person. Actually look them, you know, you have to judge who's ready for this, smile at them and say hello. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, reach out to that extent.
Right.
That's a small beginning, but it'll alert you to the need to reach out and connect with neighbors.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Even as I ride my bike around the neighborhood for exercise, and I'll see people, and occasionally I'm drawn to just ask, you know, hey, what's your story?
Yeah,
and they're kind of shocked. You know, they're taken back. Like, well, you know, it's not. And I'm not being nosy. I mean, I'm just purely interested. I keep seeing
people don't want it, but that's part of the technique, of to feel whether the person's ready for it, and if they are, yeah, reach out. Good.
Well, and you're surprised, and I'm surprised. Yeah,
on your show, explain that. Tell people how to do it, and encourage them to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so surprising and rewarding. I mean, we do a segment every week here based on, you know, the viral good news of things that are happening around the world and not even just the country. And the stories, the sweet stories that we're getting, Jim, of people just caring for people and how they reach out, you know. And one of the stories this week was a woman who went into a Dunkin' Donuts every, you know, most days and got to know a person there and then realized that they had a need for a home, and you know, she was basically near homeless, and through this one person and hearing the story, you know, she was able to offer a solution, and now here's this person has a home of her own, thank you very much, her job at Dunkin' Donuts, and this individual who had a heart to listen and understand that there was a need, and she, you know, did something about it. Right. Not single-handedly, because this is what happens in community. You'd be surprised. It's all of us coming together with the assets that we have that combined can, you know, move mountains, as they say, right?
Exactly. So multiply that by 10 million, you got a welfare program.
Yeah, but you've got a program,
not a program.
But not... Yeah, not a government run, not a government run, but a community run.
Yeah,
right. That's quite healthy and vibrant, without a doubt, and rewarding for the giver as well as the receiver. It's amazing how that works. Dr. Jim Payne, his book, The Big Government, We Love to Hate. Great insight here, Dr. Payne. Appreciate it.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the step to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
On Tuesday, the United States reached a terrible milestone. Johns Hopkins University is reporting 800,000 Americans have now died from the coronavirus that started in China in late 2019. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back. I got a new book in my hand from Paul Gallagher. This is A Perfect Walk, One Man's Lifelong Struggle with Anxiety, OCD, and Suicidal Thoughts. Paul was born and raised in Wisconsin, now resides in Colorado. His free time is spent reading, writing, exercising physically, and participating in church. He's an employee of the town of Vail in Colorado. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, the book, A Perfect Walk, One Man's Lifelong Struggle with Anxiety, OCD, and Suicidal Thoughts. Why?
Well, I spent a good 40 years in absolute misery.
Wow.
Well, I decided to, when I went through OCD treatment back in 2004, I decided to write a book. I'm like, hey, I just have so much to say after going through treatment. And again, this was back in 2004. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just decided to, when I met with a friend at a local establishment, I decided to write a book on these mental health issues I've had since a very young age. age 4 or 5 is
four years old. I mean, you're carrying the burden of this. I mean, going through school and relationships and everything. I mean, 4 decades. I mean, this is at least 4 decades, right? That you've been dealing with this demon, if I can put it in those terms. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I think a lot of this is spiritual warfare. So I like to tell people that it's emotional pain combined with spiritual warfare. And that's led to quote unquote mental illness. And yes, getting back to your question, it was a young age, age 4. I had a severe eye injury, blunt force trauma. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of snowballed from there. At age 13, I started to develop OCD habits. At age 15, I was severely depressed. At age 20, I was back, you know, I was in counseling for the same issue, depression. And yeah, so just over the course of 4 decades, it just kind of snowballed and snowballed and just got mm-hmm. bigger and bigger. Yes, sir.
And during that period of time, of course, the general diagnosis was maybe you were, you know, you had attention deficits or some other ideas. So you had a lot of ideas circling around as to what your problem could possibly be, how tough this must have been, you know, for you dealing with it, for your parents, you know, family members and the whole deal. I mean, you are a high maintenance project at this point, are you not?
That is correct, yes. Yeah, I would just say, gosh, I'm a big believer in the importance of childhood. The role of a parent is vital in the life of a child. So in my childhood, there was, you know, some alcoholism, there was some neglect, emotional abuse, and I think that also contributed to my state of mind, my poor state of mind.
Right.
But, again, you know, God is allowing this to happen. I still suffer with, you know, physical pain. I still get, you know, stomach pain and chest pain and throat pain and eye pain and head pain. But I truly believe that God is in control and that there is purpose in pain. There's a reason mm-hmm. I'm going through this. I just pray that it soon ends so I can better share the gospel with the world.
When did it turn for you, Paul? I mean, to get to this point where you're sitting there saying, okay, I got to that crossroads and I quit looking, you know, to friends, my family members, and found myself trusting on the one that I could only trust, which is God himself.
Amen. So in my early 30s, I'm now 47 years of age. In my early 30s, my sister Michelle, who is mentioned in the book, started to kind of like nudge me towards going to church. I didn't have an interest. I grew up in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle was very consistent, persistent with her faith. Mm-hmm. And she bought me a Christian music CD that I started to listen to. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the band, but it's one of the more popular bands. And then she invited me to church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And just little by little, I started to think, okay, the answer is not alcohol. The answer is not sex. The answer is not, you know, all these other worldly things. You're only going to find peace in the gospel. That is the only source. Like, the world's going to tell you, go see a psychiatrist, get off medication. No, read the word.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm against medication. It might be short-term helpful, but I think long-term, it's not the answer. And the answer mm-hmm. is truly following the gospel.
What did that process look like? I mean, here your sister says, look, try this. Why don't you come to church with me? And you start hearing the gospel message. Was it an immediate deal, or was this a process over months, years, that you began to realize that there was veracity in what you were hearing in the gospel message?
Great question. It did not happen, quote unquote, overnight. It took many years to process.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got baptized. Gosh, maybe at the age of 40.
Uh-huh.
So it took, you know, roughly age 33 until age 40, a good 7 years to say, no, this is truly the only way. I was trying to think my way through my mess. And as a mere mortal human being, that doesn't work. Like,
right.
I can't think my way through, you know, OCD, anxiety, depression, etc. Read the word. Like, that gives you all the answers. Like, I can't figure this out on my own. Only God can save me. I can't save myself.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. I mean, it's one thing when you're 4 years old, you got a certain amount of baggage that you're carrying with you. But four decades later, you've collected baggage along the way. And, you know, to even come to that realization that, hey, you're just part of the human class. You're like every other human being that has failed and falls short of God's glory. And God has a plan for you. He loves you and he wants the best for you. And you're going, wow, I've been dealing with all this crud for all this year. You know, where were you when I needed you?
Absolutely. You know, and I'll be honest, I still struggle with, you know, God, where are you? Because I, as I said earlier, I'm still in, you know, some physical pain that I've had for decades. Again, I mentioned, you know, the stomach pain and the chest pain.
Yes.
But again, I truly believe that he has a plan. He has a purpose in this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to lead others to Christ. It is to help others. I'm going to meet today with my church's youth minister or youth pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think God is going to use me in such a great way. I can't even comprehend mm-hmm. what he has planned. But again,
well, yeah.
there's and you pain. Have, I look forward to his yeah. plan. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Well, and you can draw encouragement from the Apostle Paul. I mean, he prayed to God, you know, I got this thorn, this nagging thorn. Can you get it? You know, I mean, here, I've done all this great stuff for the kingdom. You know, can you take it away? And he had to come to that realization that it made him humble. It made him even that much more reliant on God. And that and also accepting of God's sovereignty, that if God chose to relieve him of that thorn, okay, but if he didn't, it wasn't going to change his commitment and his faith in God. That, you know, just like you're saying, that God must have a higher purpose. I may not know it. I may not feel it right now. It keeps nagging at me. But you know, like every human being that goes through these moments and has these, you know, these difficulties, you know, you get to that point where you say, okay, well, thank you. It reminds me that I need to turn to God. And that's, I mean, for me personally, that's what I had to do and continue to do, is that when I am dealing with a recurring, you know, sin or some debilitating affect and, you know, that challenges me, I've come to that point and, you know, praying that prayer just like you. God, can you not take this away? And but it's a benchmark to remind me that I am a totally reliant on God, especially in these areas of weakness.
That's a great point. And I think, you know, three words come to mind, especially lately. I'm like, okay, Lord, I've gone through this for 40 years. Three words come to mind: humility, trust, and obedience. So those are key. And I think, you know, partially some of these issues have been pride. Well, let me think my way through this. Let me figure this out on my own. No, you can't. You're just a mere mortal human being. God is so much more powerful. He is God. Like, I'm just this little speck of a piece of dust here on earth. So, yes, humility, trust, and obedience are key in the Christian walk.
Yeah. Yeah, we all are in that same boat, with varying degrees of understanding. Paul Gallagher is with us, and it'll continue.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. 536-4436.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Paul Gallagher, his new book, A Perfect Walk, One Man's Lifelong Struggle with Anxiety, OCD, and Suicidal Thoughts. As early as age 4, Paul battled severe anxiety that morphed monstrously, he writes, into anger and suicidal depression, and a harrowing life journey through mental illness. If you have emotional and mental issues that debilitate you a little, or a lot even, Paul's story will help you realize you are not alone. Many suffer similar battles. His story will also help you find help. A Perfect Walk offers 60 life lessons and very practical tips that'll help you or a loved one who is struggling. His life story is rooted in the core help of the gospel, the good news of faith in Jesus, and an imperfect walk is human beings with our divine creator who is at work in all things for the good of those who love him. You know, Paul, in hearing your story, which, you know, resonates with millions of people around the world. I mean, a lot of people around the world, family members dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts, suicide at an all-time high right now, people say, because of COVID, other things that just keep on, exacerbating, you know, and taking people to that conclusion that they're worthless, that their life doesn't matter, and it's better for them to be gone than to be here. And, of course, they will never know what will happen when they are gone, and the grief that will be left behind for those who are living to try to reconcile and understand what they could have done, maybe to help, you know, someone like yourself, to help a family member so that they would not be absent at Christmas dinners in the future, that children who they have brought into the world would still be able to have their father, you know, with them, marriages and, you know, all on down the, you know, the whole lifeline experience that's involved here. But you, you've been very vulnerable and open in sharing your story and how God has made the difference for your life. And, you know, with you, I'm praying that your words in this book will be an encouragement for those, because it is really difficult for someone who has not walked in your zapatos, right, as they say. And they're not, you know, they can only be empathetic and sympathetic, however way you want to define that, to a certain degree, because after all, it's your shoes, it's your pain, and it's very personal, it's very internal, and, you know, and people on the outside, especially your parents, you know, it grieves them to try to figure out, okay, how can I come alongside? So what do you say to the parents who are dealing with children, especially in this world, this social media world in which we live in, and where, you know, the media, it seems so casual about reporting or even demonstrating in movies how casual suicide is. You know, what would you say to parents who are dealing with this?
Great question. I think it all starts in the home. To have a father that disciplines, to have a mother that loves, to have that positive, good home environment is key. You know, no household is perfect, but I think communication is key. So in my youth, I failed to share a lot of what I was going through. I was, you know, again, severely depressed, anxious beyond belief. I just didn't share that with anyone, whether it was siblings, parents, teachers, coaches. You need to have that open line of communication. You know, if a child is feeling whatever, sad, depressed, anxious, you need to have that conversation. It might be uncomfortable, and that's okay. But I think... Mm-hmm. That's where it starts, is communication. I highly encourage parents to be involved in their kids' lives. Not overbearing, but absolutely involved. I think sobriety is key, too. I grew up in the home of an alcoholic, and that added to the chaos. So all these things are important, you know, sobriety, communication, and just having that conversation. I live in Eagle County, Colorado, Vail, Colorado, and there's a local group, organization, Speak Up, Reach Out. It's a suicide prevention organization. That might be a good first step. There are just so many resources out there. And I tell people, simply contact me. Let's have a conversation. I share my email address with readers on my website, paul@aperfectwalk.com. I am more than happy to have a conversation with you if your child is struggling. More than happy. I coach youth baseball and softball, and I see a lot of the struggles. And you mentioned earlier social media. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine growing up with social media. I just couldn't. I mean, the peer pressure, the abuse, the, you know, the shaming, the guilt, I couldn't imagine. So, again, getting back to your question, I would say, you know, just simply communicate with amongst your family members about what's going on. Mm-hmm. That is key.
Yeah. Well, also what I'm hearing from you, Paul, is that it's so important for us to listen. And for parents, you know, look, this is a tough thing to understand. I mean, because you're seeing your child in pain, and there's no parent, you know, regardless of whatever situation, wants their child to be in pain. The problem that we have in this hurry-up world, I often say that we live in a microwave world these days, that we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, you know, which is ridiculous, but that's how impatient we've become. And here's our children who are trying to articulate something they don't understand. They're scared. You know, they're dealing with something like this, and, you know, and as you mentioned earlier, a certain amount of spiritual warfare, could be a lot more than you realize is involved. And if you're not spiritually, aware and you have no acumen for spiritual battles, this is like a foreign language. All you see is your kid who's acting out and, you know, being disobedient and, and you just want to hurry up and get on the other side of this and go off to dinner or get to work. And, what your child is really screaming for in the midst of their pain is they want to have, can you hear me? Can you listen to me? Is a football game more important than me? And I say that because I am guilty of being distracted. And in hearing you and listening to your story, it is quite convicting and revealing of my shortcomings as a parent in addressing these issues with my kids or even friends and others, because you never know, Paul, just as you found out, God has a way of bringing people into your orbit. It's just like you and I. I mean, this is by happenstance. I mean, in a sense, yes, I do a radio show, and I love to interview authors. I love to hear stories. I love to be able to bless our audience. But I believe that this is ordained by God. That God wanted you and I to be talking today about this because there are people that are listening today that they need to hear this story and be encouraged by it and see, okay, what can I do? And really to have kind of a sense of urgency, to respond to a child that's hurting, no matter how old they are. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. A couple things come to mind. Number one, if a child ever comes up to a parent and says, hey, mom or dad, I need to talk, and you happen to be watching your sports team, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, personally. So let's just say that somebody comes up to a dad, hey, dad, I want to talk to you about, school. Oh, now's not a good time. What message are you sending that child? You're telling that child in the moment that football game is more important than that child. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not a good thing to do. You need to acknowledge that your child wants to talk to you in that moment. You make them the priority, not a sporting event. Also, mm-hmm. parents, take your kids to church. Why would you not take your kids to church on a weekly, consistent basis? Those young minds need to hear the truth. And the only truth out there is the gospel. It's not CNN. It's not Fox News. The only truth mm-hmm. is the gospel. God the mm-hmm. creator, and Jesus the savior. That is the only truth there is.
Yes.
So there is no excuse for parents to not, weekly, consistently take their kids to church. That's what I was lacking in my youth. And my mind was just such a mess because I didn't know truth. My mind was mm-hmm. so chaotic. I would have greatly benefited from going to church.
Yeah, you just hit on something that's so important here. And I really want to reinforce what you just said, and that is the absence of truth. Because with the absence of truth, you got chaos. And you can imagine a young child in chaos. And you can imagine, you lived it. You were dealing with anger, frustration with authority, hypervigilance. I mean, all these things that were just pressing on your heart and your mind, your very soul.
Absolutely. Yeah, again, I'll say it a million times. The gospel is truth. Nowadays mm-hmm. with everything from homosexuality to the gay agenda to transgenderism, these poor kids just don't know the truth. They go to school thinking, oh, this is the truth. Well, it's not, kids. It's, corruption. It's perversion. You only find the truth in the gospel. And again, I feel just so awful for these kids that don't know what truth is. And again, I'll say it again, that it all starts in the home with mom and dad. A loving mom and a dad that provides discipline.
Right.
It all starts in the home.
It's all the way God designed it to be. And the closer that we reflect the model that God gave us,
You got to believe and even see practically where success in varying levels is more prominent, where those families are more true to, you know, the gospel message and the laws of God. Paul Gallagher, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the book, A Perfect Walk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Anytime.